Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Final game tonight, sectional 24, class 3A. Both teams on the surface. We're mentioning the Yorktown Lady Tigers in the house. They're sporting the green and white striped pants. They look festive. Hamilton Heights, some of them wearing the orange and white striped pants. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Tonight's education-based varsity basketball game being made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to putmeinsports.com since 2008. And we'll mention this game should be a good one. Both of these teams did not meet one another this season in the regular season. Very thankful for both coaches. Yorktown Lady Tigers coach Lee Ann Barga. Talked to her briefly. She allowed us to know that her starting lineup. Also, Coach Keegan Cherry allowed us to know his starting lineup. And both coaches are standing in front of the scorer's bench right there. They're having conversation. It looks genuine. We'll mention 10:37 on the pregame clock. First, we'll mention, if you did not know or did not remember, February the 4th, 2007, Super Bowl 41, the Indianapolis Colts won their first Super Bowl. We'll say first. There's more in the forecast. We're hoping so. First Super Bowl they've won since the franchise moved to Indiana. You can't leave out the Baltimore Colts. They've got a Super Bowl also. We'll mention the Colts won that game versus the Bears, 29-17. The game took place at Dolphin Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. And while a rare, modest rain fell on the outdoor stadium, Peyton Manning would have rather not had rain, but it did happen. We'll mention the NFL going to try not to let that happen again. We'll mention 2007 Super Bowl MVP, number 18, Peyton Manning. 9:33 on the game clock. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Yorktown Lady Tigers have a school enrollment of 766. Class 3A, sectional 24, 70 in that sectional. It's this one. We'll mention the teams in the sectional momentarily with the Hamilton Heights read. We'll let you know the principal at Yorktown Lady Tiger High School is Stacy Brewer. The athletic director is Paul Heidenreich. And I must say, Yorktown, they also host a tremendous sectional. I'm sure Coach Keegan Cherry can bow for that. There's been some good games over there in the sectional. Hamilton Heights and Yorktown. And that's probably an understatement. And we'll also mention the athletic secretary at Yorktown is Amanda Thurston. We'll let you know Yorktown High School is located at 1100 South Tiger Drive, Yorktown, Indiana, 47396. You can dial them up on telephone at 765-759-2550. On the web, it's yorktownathletics.com. And not too far from Yorktown High School is Munsiana. That's a common place to go in there and learn a lot about volleyball. My youngest daughter, Sierra, spent some good time in there to win a state championship at Brebeuf her senior year. She was the Tresor Award winner. We'll mention Yorktown wears the colors Kelly Green and White. They perform in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. There are 8 teams in the Hoosier Heritage. And here is the order of finish for 2022-23. First on the agenda right here at the top, it's Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon, they're a 4A school. They're in sectional 9. They're 18-6 on the season. They finished the conference 7-0. Tonight, Mount Vernon going against New Pal. That's New Palestine. That's tonight happening sectional final in 4A number 9. Second place, Hoosier Heritage for this season, Pendleton Heights. Pendleton Heights had a good game last night. They fell by 4, 29-25. They fell to Mount Vernon. Pendleton Heights 15-10 on the season, 6-1 in the Heritage Conference. Who's your Heritage? Third position at 5-2 in the conference, Greenfield Central. They finished the season 14-10. Fourth position, 4-3. That's the Yorktown Lady Tigers. They're here tonight to do battle with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Yorktown Tigers currently 11-11. They finished the conference, as mentioned, 4-3. In fifth position of the Hoosier Heritage Conference, 3-4 in the conference, that's New Palestine, as mentioned. Tonight they have Mount Vernon. And I will mention they finished their season record currently is 13-11. At number six in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, 2-5 is how they finished in the conference. That's Shelbyville. That's a 4A school, sectional 14. And they are going against Franklin tonight. And that should be a good one. Shelbyville, currently 15-8. Seventh position, that's 1-6, Delta. Delta, they're 6-16 overall. And we'll mention it in eighth position. Newcastle, Lady Trojans. They'll be back, we'll mention. They'll definitely be back. And Coach Molly, she's going to give birth to a child. That's going to happen in the month of May. She tells me she'll give birth, and then she'll continue to coach. Her husband is all for it. We'll also mention Yorktown Lady Tigers, as mentioned, currently 11-11, finished 4-3 in the Hoosier Heritage. Yorktown Lady Tigers average offensively per ball game 49.4. It's going to be a good matchup to Hamilton Heights type of ball game. We'll mention the head coach of Yorktown Lady Tigers is Coach Leanne Varga. Leanne Varga working in year number four at Yorktown, 50 wins, 42 losses. Overall, she's working in year number eight, 135 wins, 59 losses. Next game on the agenda for Yorktown or Hamilton Heights. That'll be a regional game. It'll happen next week. It'll be at Belmont. It'll be a 4 o'clock p.m. tip-off. It'll be versus the Norwell sectional winner. We'll mention in the Norwell sectional. Playing tonight, championship game is Norwell, 20-3. Going against Northwestern Lady Tigers, 17-4. So we'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They have a school enrollment of 731. They were Jackson Central. They conglomerated from Atlanta, Walnut Grove, Cicero, and Arcadia. They became Hamilton Heights from Jackson Central, 1965. Their Class 3A sectional 24. As mentioned, 7 in this sectional, being hosted this year by Hamilton Heights. And their athletic department doing a marvelous job, and we'll mention in the sectional. Hamilton Heights, 18-5. Yorktown, 11-11. That's the championship game tonight. Supposed to tip off about 7:30. 3:42 left on the 15-minute clock. They'll put 5 more minutes up here momentarily. Frankton Eagles, they fell last night. They finished the season 18-7. And then we'll say Jay County. Jay County fell last night. What a ball team. Coach Keegan Cherry addressed the audience. Talked very genuinely nice. Very nice about Coach Kirk Comer. Jay County, 23-2. They finished the season number 2 in the Class 3A rankings. We'll mention Delta. Delta finished the season 6-16. Newcastle, they finished the season without a win. Molly Bates, as I mentioned, due in May. I'm sure she'll appreciate prayers. We'll mention Centerville. Centerville finished the season 6-14. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana. You can dial them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find him at hhscuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference 2022-23 order of finish is like this. At number one, Twin Lakes, they're currently number one in Class 3A. They're going against Benton Central tonight. Twin Lakes 4-0. We'll mention at number two, that's Northwestern. Northwestern's going against Norwell tonight. The winner of Northwestern and Norwell, as mentioned, will play the winner of this contest here at Hamilton Heights, Yorktown, Hamilton Heights. At number three, Central Catholic, the Knights championship game tonight versus Carroll Cougars. And I will mention, they're 3-1. They finished the conference in the West Division 3-1. At number four, Hamilton Heights, they're here with Yorktown. Lady Huskies finished the East Division 3-1. At number five, Benton Central. They're 2-2. As mentioned, their coach, David Baxter, working in year number 13 through his first 12 years. No losses, I should say, no losing seasons for Coach David Baxter. He's a good basketball coach. Also, number six for the Hoosier Conference this season, Western, they finished 2-2. Number seven, West Lafayette, 1-3. And then take this to heart, West Lafayette last night went against Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes needed two overtimes to get by West Lafayette. West Lafayette is rated in the top 12, and I will mention Twin Lakes, number one in the state Class 3A. They almost lost their first game to West Lafayette. West Lafayette is a good team. They defeated Hamilton Heights at West Lafayette. Also, at number eight, Tipton. The Blue Devils are in the final game tonight. They are at Blackford High School. They're going against Eastbrook, the Lady Panthers. They're Tipton finished the East Division 1-3. At number nine, Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central finished the conference, the West Division 0-4. And at number 10, Lewis Cass. The Kings finished the conference 0-4 in the East Division. Clock is emptied out. They're getting ready for the national anthem. I want to go ahead and mention, Mr. Michael Lawson called me, I should say he texted me earlier today, let me know that REO Speedwagon, Kevin Cronin, introduced Derek Dillon. Derek Dillon, that's H-I-L-L-A-N-G, as a replacement for Neil Dowdy. Neil Dowdy, he bowed out after 55 years playing keyboards for REO. And I should mention, Neil Dowdy started the band back when he was at University of Illinois. He's a co-founder with Alan Grasser, the original drummer. They're talking about getting ready for the national anthem right now. And then we'll mention, they're going to keep touring. REO going to keep touring. And then the bandmates noted, he will always be part of the brotherhood of REO Speedwagon. And suggested, might rejoin them on stage on occasion, our national anthem. That's our national anthem. It was Memorex, but all the same, everybody in the gym on the same page. Even when you're shooting down something 11 miles high in the sky that has the word China attached to it, all of us on the same page here in the United States of America. So both teams have gone off into the locker rooms. They're going to get some chalk talk, and they're going to probably get some hydration, getting ready for the starting lineup here momentarily. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference and the Hoosier Heritage Conference. We'll talk about teams playing tonight. Five games in the Hoosier Conference tonight, game night. These are sectional championship games here on the February the 4th, and they'll start out with a 7:30 contest at Benton Central Sectional. It'll be Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're going against Benton Central Bison. Another 7:30 ball game at the Norwell Sectional. Norwell Lady Knights going against the Northwestern Lady Tigers. Hamilton Heights and Yorktown paying close attention to that sectional game. 7:30 tonight, Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, this game hosted by Hamilton Heights High School. They're going against the Yorktown Lady Tigers. A 7 p.m. start tonight. They're underway. At Central Catholic Lady Knights there at the Carroll Lady Cougars doing the ball game tonight. And at Blackford High School tonight, 7:30 start, Eastbrook Lady Panthers going at it against the Tipton Lady Devils. And I will mention, first year varsity coach for the Lady Devils, the head coach is Lena Crawford Gilman. I don't want to attach her brother too many times, but Mike Crawford played basketball for Tipton. I happened to be at two regionals when he played. That was his junior and senior year. And one of them was at Huntington. And I got to mention, he got 40 points in each regional. What a quality guy. He went to college. He got an education. He's in law enforcement. Hallelujah. We'll mention the Lady Devils currently 16-9. And we'll talk about the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Game night tonight, February 4th. Sectional championship games. Three games on the agenda tonight in the Hoosier Heritage. At 7 o'clock tonight, the Mount Vernon Sectional. Mount Vernon Lady Marauders are at New Palestine doing battle with the Lady Dragons. Mount Vernon known for good basketball. Hamilton Heights can attest to that. At the Holman Center, we'll mention at 7:30 tonight, Shelbyville Sectional, Franklin Lady Grizzly Tubbs. They're going against Shelbyville, the Lady Golden Bears. Go figure, the Grizzly Tubbs and the Golden Bears tonight. And a 7:30 start tonight, as you know, Hamilton Heights Sectional, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Right here, going to do battle with the Yorktown Lady Tigers. 2 minutes, clock rolling down. We'll go ahead and mention the Hamilton Heights Sectional, as you know, championship game tonight. 18-5, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're at the top of the bracket. They should be the visiting team. Yorktown Lady Tigers at 11-11 should be the home team. That's the Hamilton Heights championship game. Now, the Norwell Sectional championship game, Sectional 23. That'll be Norwell Lady Knights. They're 20-3 going against Northwestern Lady Tigers at 17-4. 7:30 start tonight. In the Benton Central Sectional, all these winners of these sectionals will all be at Belmont next Saturday, the 11th day of February. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Sectional, Norwell Sectional. They'll play at 4 o'clock p.m. at Belmont. The evening game will consist of either, here's the Benton Central Sectional, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, 25-0. They're going against Benton Central Bison, 18-8. 7:30 start. Fort Wayne Concordia Sectional tonight. That's Woodland Lady Warriors at 20-4. Going against Garrett, the Lady Railroaders, 13-11. Last year, Hamilton Heights played the Garrett Lady Railroaders in game one. It went double overtime. Hamilton Heights came out of there without a win. 47 seconds left. They have a different system going on. They're playing regional competition, and they're playing one game each. I believe that to be true. I heard the rumor they're wanting to go back, play one game regional and two games semi-state. Don't quote me, but that might be the case, and that might be implemented this year. And we'll mention, if you go to IHSAA.org, you'll find a good website. They've cleaned it up. It's a lot friendlier. And right there, staring you in the face, it says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. So they're working the game right now. It's going to buzz out. We're getting ready for the starting lineup. So they're going to announce the public address. We'll go ahead and start right now. We'll talk about the Lady Huskies. They are the visiting team. They're wearing dark uniforms. They're wearing all orange. We'll talk about the visiting starters, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll start like this. Wearing number 2, 5'6" junior, 8.5 points per game average. That's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 10, 5'9" junior, 18.6 points average per game, 6.9 rebounds per game. That's Cameron Rutter. Wearing number 20, 5'4" senior, 7.9 points per game average, Kaylee Roten. Wearing number 23, 5'7" junior, 2.9 points per game, Jasmine Schaefer. She's a rebounder. We'll also mention number 24, Hadley Cherry, 5'9" junior. She's everywhere. She's at the right place at the right time. We'll mention the head coach for the Huskies is Keegan Carey. Now, for the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Tigers will start like this. Wearing number 1, 5'9" senior, 7.1 points per game average, Cameron Isaac. Wearing number 10, 5'9" freshman. 5'9" freshman, 7.9 per game average, Lily Sylvester. She's averaging 6.6 boards per game. Wearing number 11, 5'3" senior, 15 points per game average, Amari Wright. She's also averaging 5 boards per game. Wearing number 32, 5'7" senior, 6 points per game. That's Rhea Tuwari. Rhea Tuwari, she is a senior. Wearing number 45, 5'10" senior, 2 points per game. That's Jenna Sylvester. Jenna Sylvester, she's a senior. I believe her sister, Lily Sylvester, might be a cousin. She's a freshman, both of them in the starting lineup. The head coach for the Yorktown Lady Tigers is Lee Ann Barga. Let's finish up the announcements right now, public address. Getting ready for basketball here momentarily. They're going to announce the starters for Yorktown, the home team on the scoreboard. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sowers Septic and Sewer. We're appreciative of them for sitting right next door to put me in sports. We're making Redman Truck Store bringing this game to you. AGM Auto bringing this game to you, along with Lisa Stokes Bear Real Estate at 621. Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville. Pimpy Truck Rentals. Woodward Family Farms. That's Ram Woodward. He's a big-time fan. Basketball, football, baseball. He's a pretty good fan of the Tony Etchison family. Pretty good friends. Remax, a new realty, another sponsor. Scripps Auto Sales and Service. Dean's Auto Parts. Noblesville Trophies and Discount Copies. So get ready to tip off. We're going to let each girl in the center circle handle the basketball. Cameron Rutter for Hamilton Heights. Number 10 going to jump it up, 5'9". She'll jump it up against Cameron Isaac. Number 1, 5'9" also. She's a senior. Kick to the backcourt, picked up by Hamilton Heights. First possession going to belong to the Huskies. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side, Cameron Rutter. She'll run around the perimeter, Hadley Cherry. Kaylee Roten, now right side, well behind the arc. Ella Hickok, she's being guarded by Amari Wright. Amari Wright, a good ball player. Keep her in your mind. Who's drive the baseline? Will be a layup. Layup good. Cameron Rutter. 2-0 contest. Going to bring it to the front court. Yorktown Lady Tigers, first possession. A little bit of pressure in the back court, not much. Amari Wright takes it to the hoop. Actually going to dish off right there. They'll go baseline. Going to be a foul whistle. Amari Wright passes off, bearing the pain. To number 10, Lily Sylvester. The freshman, Lily Sylvester, going to step to the stripe. 72%. I should mention I'm one game less in stats of what they played than get last night's games included. That's pretty quick turnaround, almost impossible. First shot is good. Lily Sylvester, 72%. 33 for 46. Second one bounces high off the rim, straight back through. Tie ball game at 2. 7:20 on the game clock. Cross the timeline, Ellie Hickok. She'll work it to the front court. Kaylee Root, straight out top, stationary dribble. Work it right side, Ellie Hickok. She'll bring it around the perimeter, still behind the arc, back in the center circle. Going to reset the offense. Ella Hickok, stationary dribble. Not a lot of defense yet. She's going to hold the basketball in the center circle. They're going to take some clock. I guess they're going to wait for the Tigers to come out and play the game. And if this happens, it could be a long type of game in the sense of basketball. Working it back around, Ella Hickok. She's being guarded close, screened off. Right there by Abby Cherry. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, back panel dribble. She'll reset it out top. Working right there against her is number one, Cameron Isaac. They dribble off, they pass it left side. Now right side, three-point shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. 2-2 contest. Lady Tigers a chance to go ahead. First quarter, 6:10 left. Amari Wright in the paint. She'll take a floater. About 12 better. Got it. And Yorktown goes in front, 4-2. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Ella Hickok. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. She'll bring it back out. Cassie Schaefer sets the ball back to Ella. Ella on the dribble. Top of the circle. She's a backpedal dribble. Working against her still is Cameron Isaacs. Outside the arc. 3-point shot in the way, in the air. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten. Rebound comes down. It's going to be a simultaneous possession. Tie up right there. Jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Yorktown. And Coach Leanne Barga, a bit excited, and she should be. We're going to shoot from the backcourt. Try to get across the timeline. They'll get to Janice Sylvester. They'll get it back to Amari Wright. She'll cross the timeline on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll be double-teamed. Ella Hickok, Cameron Roten. It's going to be another jump ball. Hadley Cherry locks it up. Jump ball with Cameron Isaacs. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Hamilton Heights. The Lady Huskies going to bring it into the backcourt in front of their bench. Working right there. Going to bring it to the front court now to Ella Hickok. Touch hands briefly. Hadley Cherry back to Ella. Ella out top working against Amari Wright. That is going to be a great matchup all game long. Outside the arc on the dribble, left-handed dribble. Going to go baseline, Hadley Cherry. She'll work it back down underneath. Cassidy Schaefer for 2. Credit the assist to Hadley Cherry. To the front court, big long bounce pass. Yorktown in the front court. Talking about a push right there, and I don't disagree. Number 10, Lily Sylvester, going to be called for traveling. Well, she was pushed. But the whistle blew, and they're going to call a traveling violation. Sometimes it works that way. Not quite fair. 4-4 on the game clock. I should say 4:45 on the game clock. 4-4 competition. Tie ball game. We're in the first quarter. Hamilton Heights hosted sectional. Class 3A, sectional 24. Taylor Roden goes past the backcourt. Picked up there, Ella Hickok. Being guarded closely. Right there, Amari Wright. Amari Wright wears number 11. Working the right side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out top. Cameron Leonard, back pedal dribble. She'll square it up again. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hickok going to direct some traffic. Going to work the right side. Katie Roten. She'll back pedal behind the arc. Right of center. And a next girl checking the ball game. It's going to be number 3, Katie Brown for Hamilton Heights. She's at the scorer's bench now. 4:13 on the game clock. Good verse in the book of Philippians. Out top with the basketball. Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. 3-point shot long off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Collected now in the front court. Number 32, Rhea Tiwari. Out top of the basketball, Amari Wright. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Working the basketball around. They go out top now. It's going to be a difficult pass to handle. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Substitution, Husky's going to check in with Katie Brown, number 3. Taking a breather is number 23, Cassidy Schaefer. 3:43 on the game clock. Ella Hickok going to bring it across the timeline right in front of the scorer's bench. When he gets her, Amari Wright double team. She'll pass, he'll dribble out of it, have the share. It's him, the runner, from the right left corner baseline, long off the rim. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Kaylee Roten. Rebound out of there. Jenna Sylvester to the front court. Baseline jumper wouldn't go. That was Yorktown number 10, Lily Sylvester, the freshman. To the front court now, Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Katie Brown going to bring it back around the perimeter. Out top, Ella Hickok. Pass to the right side. Thought about a long three. Cameron shooting the baseline. She got an opening to the basket. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll get two shots at the foul stripe. She went baseline, found a pass to the basket. They converged in the paint. She fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot twice. First foul, I should mention, foul whistle. Right there, it's number 10, Lily Sylvester. She has one. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Katie Brown up there with your encouragement for the second shot. Taking a breather for Yorktown is number 10, Lily Sylvester. We'll mention Cameron Runner shooting 85% at the stripe. She gets the back end of a two-shot foul. She shot over 150 free throws this season so far. Working around the perimeter. Out top, Yorktown. Over to Amari Wright. She'll take a three. Left corner baseline. When it goes, it's going to carry him hard. It's going to go out of bounds across the baseline. Nobody touched it. Hamilton Heights will bring it in for the backcourt. 2:48 on the game clock. First quarter. 5-4 ball game. Hamilton Heights in front. Crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok. Amari Wright, she screened off somewhat by having Sherry. Cross-court pass to the corner. Katie Brown. She'll tip it out. To work at left side. Three-point shot would go. Having Sherry. Scored off the rim. Right on line. Back the other direction. Amari Wright on the dribble in the front court. And we're behind Arthur. Just steal. Stepping in the passing lane. Katie Brown. She'll give it up to Cameron Runner. And almost gave it up to Cameron Runner a little too soon as she tried to establish in the front court. And she did. 2:09 on the game clock. Hadley Cherry. Out top, she'll dish off Cameron Runner. 2:02 left. First quarter, 5-4 ball game. Going to dribble in. Free throw line. Kick it back left side. Katie Brown for three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Out top, Ella Hickok for three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. They'll have a third opportunity in the front court. They did not have those opportunities last night. Facing 2 5'11" and 2 6-footers of Jay County. That Schmiederman and Bilbrey going to be special in college. Outside the arc. Short off the rim. Katie Roten. Rebound. Amari Wright. She'll take it to the front court on her own. She'll go off the glass. She'll be fouled long before she took the shot. They're going to whistle the foul, Lady Husky. Going to be number 20, Katie Roten. Roten picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Taking a breather, going to be number 32, Rhea Tiwari. In the ball game is number 12, Addison Barnes. Addison Barnes, also a freshman, 5'4". She shoots 58% behind the arc. That's 48 shots taken. That's tremendous. Elbow, left side, 2-point shot, good. Amari Wright picked the jump shot, left elbow. Gives the lead back to Yorktown, 6-5. 1:10 left. So we're going to right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Triple threat available. She'll dribble right. Try to go baseline. She'll bring it back out. Out top, Katie Brown. She'll work it back right side. Well behind the arc. That's 3 steps back. She'll go baseline. That's Cameron Runner. Reverse layup. Uncontested. 2-point shot. Good for Runner. 7-6 ball game. Still 48 seconds left. First quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Amari Wright going to dribble across the timeline. To keep the dribble alive, so pass it out top. Addison Barnes. Back to Amari. We're going to back out. Addison Barnes, good dribbler. Freshman class. Two good freshmen on the ball team. We'll take a shot 14 feet away in the paint. Credit the bucket. Jenna Sylvester for two. She's a senior. 5'10". 8'7". Playing seesaw on the scoreboard. 8-7 contest, Yorktown in front, under 10 seconds, 7 seconds, crossover dribble, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in, to the corner, Katie Brown, just shoot with 3 seconds left, Godwin Joe rebound put back. Wasn't going to go. Didn't release the shot. Didn't go anyway. That was Cameron Nutter. At the end of one quarter of play, here at Hamilton Heights, Yorktown Lady Tigers, 8. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 7. Checking at the score bench. Score bench going to check in. It's going to be number 32, Rhea Tuwari. Original starter. She's back in the lineup for the Tigers. Also checking back in for the Huskies. 24. Number 24, that's Hadley Cherry. Well, making this game is in part being brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. They do septic cleaning, septic tank cleaning. They do grease traps, cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. They are scientific. They do this for a living. Will Mitchell, you can remember, you can't go without us, is their slogan, serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since 2000. That's the new millennium, since 2000. Family-owned and operated, Power, Septic, and Sewer. I see Frank, his wife, right next door, and I think I saw little Frank here earlier. So the second quarter, getting ready to begin. Ultimate possession arrow, going to give it back to your chair. He talks in right there, half court. Number 10, Lily Sylvester. Amari, right across the timeline. She'll bounce it right side. It's Addison Barnes, freshman. She's going to take a dribble. It's going to be an inadvertent trip right there. It just happened. Incidental trip, but still going to be a foul with them on the Lady Huskies. They called a blocking foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. She has one. Number 24 has one for Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. They'll toss it in tall. Lily Sylvester. She'll dribble in base. In the paint, she'll take a left-handed floater. Got the bucket. It's number 10, Lily Sylvester. Freshman. She's right-handed. That was a tremendous shot. Larry Bird style to the front court. 10-7 contest. Yorktown by 3. On the dribble out top. On the dribble is Cameron Rutter. She'll go across the lane. Kick it out top of the circle. Working the basketball around. Ella Hickok. There'll be a bump foul as she crosses the free throw line on the dribble. Foul's whistled on Yorktown. A foul's going to be whistled on number 11, Amari Wright. She has 2 in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame is number 23, Cassie Schakel for Hamilton Heights. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. They do an entry pass from the baseline left of the bucket. Hadley Cherry, good alley-oop pass. Same jump, got the score. That's Cameron Rutter. 10-9 contest. Thought about a steal in the backcourt. Pressure. Cameron Rutter, you call her for a kick. And we'll mention Bob Cross in the house tonight at PhotoCrossPhotography.com. You spell photo at the beginning by F-O-T-O, PhotoCrossPhotography.com. Check out his website. You'll see some good action shots of this ball game and other games. So we're going back around. Give me a tip. Going to be intercepted. Picked up there by Cassie Schakel in the Yorktown front court. Cross the timeline on the dribble. Cameron Rutter. She'll throw it up. She'll stationary dribble, center circle. She'll pass it left side. Coming out to get the basketball. Ella Hickok. 6:38 on the game clock. Second quarter. 10-9 contest. Don't work it down low. Cassie Schakel with a good pass. Down low off the block, off the backboard. Cameron Rutter for 2. 11-10, seesaw once again. Huskies take the lead by 1. So we're going to round the perimeter. Amari Wright. She'll go to the corner. She'll go baseline drive. She'll kick it back out. Addison Burns. Outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. That was Yorktown number 10, Lily Sylvester. Sylvester working on her 3-point shooting. 6:02 on the game clock. Right side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble left. She'll bring it back out top, being guarded there closely by Addison Barnes. She'll bring it left side, Kaylee Roten, back to Cameron. She'll shoot a 3. It'll rim out tall. It's going to bounce high. It's going to be rebounded right there by Yorktown, number 23, Claire Hazen. Claire Hazen in the ballgame. She's a sophomore, 5'8" tall. 5:35 on the game clock. They'll go to the corner. They're going to call an offensive foul in the front court of your 10. We're going to whistle this on number 10, Lily Sylvester. She'll pick up her second foul during the first half. She'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Yorktown, number 1, Cameron Isaac. She's an original starter, 5'9". She's a senior. They're across the timeline with the basketball at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter. She's going to go baseline. She'll kick it to the corner. 3-point shot, Kaylee Rowe. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Rowe. I should say Cameron Rutter. There we go. They're friends. 11-10 ball game. Thought about a three, goes dribble baseline. Cameron Rutter off the glass, wouldn't go. Got her own rebound. Kicks it back out, Ella Hickok. Third opportunity in this possession. Ella Hickok drives the lane. Right-handed layup is good. Maybe Huskies take a 3-point advantage. 13-10, timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products. If you're not sure what the word myriad means, it means a thousand. I learned that from Minister Tony Evans, Dallas, Texas, the urban alternative. What a guy. Well, you can visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Dunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. Address 46031. Well, Mickey, you can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. There at Runyon's, they bleed orange. Ball's going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Yorktown Lady Tigers going to bring it from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Will be brought in Amari Wright. Be pressured by Hamilton Heights. They have three pressuring in the backcourt. They'll pass or go across the timeline. Freshman Addison Barnes breaks the press on the dribble. Outside the arc, Amari Wright. 3-point shot is good. Right elbow extended. Ties the ball game at 13. 4:32 left here in the first half. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Stationary out top, picks up a screen from Tavi Cherry. Gives the ball back to Cameron Rutter. Short to right side, lost the handle, but it's a good pass. Got to Kaylee Roten, back to Cameron. Now back to Ella. Ella's going to reset the offense out near the center line. She'll work at left side, give the ball up. Cameron Rutter. Working against Cameron, it's 23, Claire Hazen. Working across the free throw line there on the dribble, Kaylee Roten. Back to Ella Hickok. 4 minutes left. Halfway through the second quarter. 13-13. Sectional final game. The winner goes to Belmont next Saturday. Play at 4 o'clock. Up the glass. Shot was a bit hard. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there. That was 23. Cassie Chakel. Chakel shooting a good average. It's 2-point land on the season, 48%. We're getting behind the arc. They'll bring it back out. Amari Wright on the dribble. Out top with the basketball. She'll dish it up. Number 32, Rhea Tiwari. Shot taken. Wouldn't go. Will be rebounded by Yorktown. We'll have a second opportunity. Addison Barnes shot in the paint and wouldn't go. About a 12-footer rebound, Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok going to dribble it to the timeline. At a walk pace, Coach Keegan Cherry shouting out some directions for the Lady Huskies. Behind the arc, we're in Kaylee Roach. She'll pass it down underneath. Difficult pass to handle, evidently. And couldn't handle it. That was 23, Cassidy Shakel. Time out on the floor. We're going to check back in. It's going to be Katie Brown for Hamilton Heights. Going to give Kaylee Roten a breather. 3:04 left here in the second quarter. 13-13. This game, quite a bit different from last night's game. They're all different. We're going to cross the timeline. Trying to get there. Will on the dribble. Amari Wright. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. She'll bounce it in. Addison Barnes. Left elbow. She'll pick up the basketball. To go the corner with. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit to Shaw, 32, Reyes Tuori. She's a 5'7 senior. She nails the three. They're going to stop action right here. Dorktown Lady Tigers on the surface. Minus twisted the ankle. She gets up. She's going to run back. Jan Clifton was on her way to check her out, make sure she was all right. So what, Jan Clifton? She doesn't miss a beat. 2:39 on the game clock. Jan Clifton going to go check on her. She came out of the ball game. They'll attend to her. They probably have their own trainer. I think that's happening over there. Jan Clifton will see if she can lend any help. But she won't butt in. She's the kindest lady you'll ever meet. So we're going back around. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Going to dribble in. Outside the arc, Ella Hitchcock with the basketball. Back pedal dribble. 2:18 on the game clock. 16:13. Yorktown in front. We're going to back around. Bounce back into Hallie Sherry. She'll back pedal dribble behind the arc. Get it back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll work at left side. Katie Brown going to bring the basketball back out of Amari Wright. Drawing assignment to guard Katie Brown. We're going to back around. Ella Hitchcock back to Katie. Well behind the arc. 1:52, clock moving. Second quarter, 16:13. Yorktown Lady Tigers in front. Crossover. Free throw line. Cameron Runner picked up her dribble. She get back out to Katie Brown. Works at left side. Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock right there being guarded by number 12, Addison Barnes. Another freshman. Working baseline. Going to go off the glass. A little bit hard. Cameron probably knew some contact was on the way. They get the rebound. Hamilton Heights gets another shot. 3-point shot left of, should be right of center. Wouldn't go. That was number 3, Katie Brown. To the front court, Amari Wright. Going to call an offensive foul. We're going to call a moving pick. I should say a moving screen. A pick is when you utilize the screen and score a bucket. A screen is just a ball screen. Has nothing to do with a made basket. They're going to call a moving screen. 1:16 on the game clock. 16:13 will be brought in backcourt, Hamilton Heights. Brought in right there, number 10, Cameron Runner. Across the timeline at a walk pace, Ella Hitchcock. She wears number 2. Foul situation, not a problem yet. We're going to bounce right side with baseline. Go off the glass. Cameron Runner for 2. She thought she was going to need a reverse layup. The last second, she realized she wouldn't. We're going to see the front court. Addison Barnes. She'll work it down low. Off the glass, Sylvester gets a 2-point bucket. That's Jenna Sylvester. And she'll shoot one more. It's going to be a foul on Hamilton Heights. I believe it's going to be number 4 here in the first half. Yorktown with 5 thus far. First half. Foul whistle on Katie Brown. She has 1. First shot, that little shot could get, wouldn't go. She got 2, couldn't get the 3-point play. 18:50, Yorktown by 3. Over to cross the top of the circle. Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. Going to be a push. Going to be a force out there on the baseline. She'll be whistled on 45, Jenna Sylvester of Yorktown. She'll pick up her 2nd foul in the ballgame. She'll be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Sherry will trigger the inbound. Officials going to allow a substitution. Back in the ballgame is number 10, Lily Sylvester. Lily's going to enter the ballgame with 2 fouls. Taking a breather with 2 fouls is Jenna Sylvester. Going to bring it in left of the bucket, high fly in the paint. She'll come down with it. Cameron Rudder. She'll take a shot when to go. Got her own board. She'll bring it back around. Spin move. Baseline. Through the legs. She'll bring it back out. Ella Hitchcock. 24 seconds left. Substitution waiting at the scores bench. Yorktown, Cameron Isaacs. Waiting to check in. We'll see if she gets to. 15 seconds left. Crossover. Ella Hitchcock. She'll go outside the paint. She'll turn around jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Amari Wright of Yorktown. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Top of the circle. She'll dribble right behind the back. 2 seconds. She'll take a shot. Right elbow. Wouldn't go. Amari Wright going to finish the first half. Shot wouldn't go. We'll mention. We'll go to halftime. 10-minute intermission. We'll mention. Yorktown Lady Tigers, 18. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 15. We're at halftime, 10 minutes, intermission. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That AGM, it actually stands for a good mechanic. AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly face and same quality work. And right now they begin to restore. They restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Go west, young man, off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location. Their new location is going to be just west of Arcadia, right down the hill from Dottie and Don Knapp's house, and then up the hill, right there, there's a green building, got a brick front, 6660 East, 266th Street, Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. I've said before, I'm very thankful. Lisa Stokes Bear has been a sponsor for Put Me in Sports for every season of every year. Put Me in Sports began in 2008. We are very thankful for Lisa. Well, Mitch, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern for where you're going and where you're at, you can call or text. You can text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope at Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, you can reach them at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We're also mentioning this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. That reminds me, Indiana and Purdue play today. Did you see the finals? Indiana was up by a little near the end. We're mentioning Indiana Express Rentals. 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. If you've got a lift gate, you have no worries. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. We'll also mention the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. That's a publication that originates out of Noblesville, Indiana. They put it together. It covers the whole county. It's quite informative. They'll talk about national stuff. They'll mention some of that. They'll mention a little bit of the politics. They'll work there at the House of Representatives, downtown Indianapolis. They'll keep you informed. They have a good session. Good section right there in sports. And we'll mention, if you want to subscribe but do not have a computer, no worries. You can get the in-county rate at $24 a year. That's the bargain. Out-of-county rate, just $60 per year. All you got to do is call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you can reach him by phone at 765-585-9519. Again, his number is 765-585-9519. That's Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. If you get Isaac Taylor on the phone and you'd rather have that publication sent to your inbox on your computer 6 days a week, call him and let him know, and they'll accommodate you, and you'll be glad you get the Hamilton County Reporter. So clock rolling down, 3:24 on the intermission. We thank you for tuning in. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. This past spring, they captured the 1A state title of 2022. They finished the season down there at Victory Field, a 4-1 victory. If you go to the PutMeInSports.com website and you find the baseball season right there, as you scroll down, if you look up from the bottom of their last game is the state title game. The semi-state game was so interesting, I've never seen a game like it. If you want to listen to that, fast forward to the top of the seventh inning and take a listen. Also, football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, boys. Central Catholic Knights, boys, at Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, girls. We're at halftime, 18-15. Yorktown Lady Tigers leading the contest over Hamilton Heights. Sectional final tonight. This game is for all the marbles in Sectional 24. That's Class 3A. The winner will make it next week to Belmont to do battle. In the Belmont Regional, the winner of this game will either play the Norwell Lady Knights or the Northwestern Lady Tigers. I know the Huskies are familiar with Northwestern. Haven't seen the schedule well enough to know if Yorktown is familiar this year with Northwestern. Wasn't 3 or 4 years ago, Coach Layden and her husband, Jeff, they coached a very good Northwestern team. They won the state a couple times in a row. A couple times in a row, they won it Class 3A. They had to bump up with a success factor, play the 4A schedule. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they made it to the state that year, too. But they came up a bit short from getting the victory. And that's just incredible. That's good coaching. Coach Kathy Layden, she also coached at Tri-Central Lady Trojans. She took them to the state, got the win 3 times consecutively. That's amazing. That's the only thing I can think of that's any better than that is Coach Kevin Wright. I hit a wire, but Coach Kevin Wright took the Warren Central Warriors to the state 4 years in a row. one each time in the next 6 days. That's almost impossible. If he hadn't done it, a lot of folks would say that is impossible. Right now, he's coaching for the IU Hoosiers. And calling the tight end coach, I'm pretty sure he's calling some plays. 8 minutes on the game clock. Third quarter, get ready to begin. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky is going to bring it in half court. Ultimate possession arrow. Kaylee Roten going to trigger the inbound. She'll toss it in, backcourt slightly. Ella Hickok. Could be picked up. Ella Hickok picked up by Amari Wright at the half court line. We're going back left side. Ella Hickok. Down low, we're going to shake him. We're going back out top to get it to Cameron Rutter. Touch the hands briefly. Have him carry. Now back to Ella Hickok. Now we're back on the dribble in. Kaylee Roten going to take a shot outside the paint. Got a shot blocked. Credit the block. Number 10, Lily Sylvester. 5'9 freshman. To the front court. Shot on the, in the air. Would go 3-point land. Amari Wright gets the basketball. She's in the paint. She'll take a short shot in the paint off the glass. She'll dribble around. Gets her own board. Amari Wright for two. Right side of the bucket. 20-15. Lady Huskies trail by five. 7-12 on the game clock. Going to work it down low. They're working at left elbow. Shankle not quite ready for the pass. It turns out picked up by Hadley Cherry. They'll save the possession. Going to work it out top. Cameron Rutter. She'll take a shot out top. She's got room. It wouldn't go. Three-point land straight away. Rebound Yorktown. 32, Rhea Tawari. They'll work it right side with the basketball to Tawari. Right side near the corner. That's number 10, Lily Sylvester. She'll go baseline on the drive. Kick at the other baseline, working the basketball around, Cameron Isaacs. They're going to call a traveling violation. There was some contact. The official probably didn't know how to call it on the foul situation. He's going to say the travel took place before the contact. 6:38 on the game clock. 20-15, Yorktown Lady Tigers, 5-5. We're going to see the front court. Working out top. Ella Hickok gets that Cameron Rutter. Screen right there from Hadley Carey. She'll get the basketball out top. Back to Cameron. She'll dribble right. Left elbow. She'll dish off. Katie Brown. Outside the arc. Kaylee Roten for three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back. Not going to kill. There's going to be a whistle in the foul during the rebound. Cameron Rutter came up with the basketball. That looked clean. They're going to call a foul on Yorktown. Lady Tigers. First foul of the second half. Going to be whistled on number one, Cameron Isaac. She has one. Cameron Rutter takes the shot. Winnie Go got her own board. Kicks it back out. Left elbow extended. Shot Winnie Go for Katie Brown. Rebound put back Cameron Rutter. Almost a chance for a three-point play. Under the bucket. Wouldn't go. Defended well. She was fouled. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle the foul on Jenna Sylvester. For 45, she has three in the contest. First shot, Cameron Rutter is good. Substitution back in the ballgame. Yorktown Lady Tigers, number 23, Claire Hazen. She's a sophomore. Taking a breather is Jenna Sylvester. Getting a good, nice talk right there from Coach Leanne Varga. Second shot in also. Cameron Rutter got both of them. 20-17. Yorktown by three. Across that timeline, good dribbling exhibition. Amari Wright, she'll pass a bounce pass down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket is good. Yorktown, Claire Hazen, 22-17. Back to a five-point advantage. Ella Hickok looking for Katie Brown. Katie Brown not looking for the pass. Going to go straight out of bounds in front of the Husky bench. 22-17. Trying to get the ball across the timeline. Lady Huskies trying to prevent. They'll pass across the timeline. Cameron Isaac on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. Rhea Tawari. They'll go to the left corner baseline. They'll work it inside. Cameron Isaac. Inside out play. Three-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Rebound Kaylee Roten. That shot taken by 10. Lily Sylvester. To the front court. Katie Brown. Cameron Rutter. She'll go baseline. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on the floor. Cameron Rutter, good at utilizing that step and a half. That step and a half doesn't mean it needs to be a layup. She was outside the paint there. Utilized that step and a half. Couldn't get the shot to go. But a foul occurs. Then a whistle and a foul on your team on 23, Claire Hazen. She has one. Team foul second half. Three on your team. One thus far on Hamilton Heights. 5:13 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Ellie Hitchcock. Stay scary. Working against her is Amari Wright, the count being administered. They'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown should dribble in. Out top, Katie Roten, left side. Well behind the arc, Cameron Renner should dribble in to paint. Should take a right-handed layup shot. Wouldn't go. A little bit of a fadeaway just outside the paint. She was trying to draw the foul, and she succeeded. 4:56 on the game clock. Later, whistle the foul on number 10, Lily Sylvester. She has three. Cameron Renner, two shots. First shot is good. Back in the ballgame is Addison Barnes. She wears number 12. She'll work down low on the block. Taking a breather is number 10, Lily Sylvester. She'll take a breather with three personal fouls. Second shot, also good. Cameron Renner got both of them. 22-19. Three-point advantage for your team. Pressure in the backcourt. Having difficulty to cross it with a good dribble right there. Amari Wright lost the handle. Unbelievable. A whistle didn't sound. Back the other direction. Hamilton Heights. Going to work it to the elbow right side. Back to Katie. Katie cross-court skip pass. Kaylee Roten. And good defense right there. Rhea Tawari put her hands in the way and kind of deflected. Blocked the vision of Kaylee Roten. Ball off of Kaylee. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to your team. Where you across the timeline to pass. Deflected by Katie Brown. It goes out of bounds right there close to Coach Leanne Varga. Ball's going to stay in the front court. It's going to belong to Yorktown. 4:26 left. We're in the third quarter. Sectional 24. Class 3A, 22-19. Yorktown with the basketball in the three-point lead. Across the timeline, Amari Wright. Georgia right side, Addison Barnes. Good defense there. Katie Brown. He flexed the bounce pass, goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with your tip. 22-19, 4:18 left. Going to pass it to the back court. Amari Wright. Amari Wright, you just look at her, you know she's an athlete. Going to work it back out top. We're working left side. Working around the perimeter. Number one, Cameron Isaac. Being guarded there by Cameron Runner. She's going to work the basketball around. They both jump center to start the ball game. We're going to back around. There'll be a foul whistle. We're going to call this on Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to be helped back up to her feet by Yorktown Lady Tiger Cameron Ice. IHSAA smiling for acts like that. 3:59 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Amari Wright. She's working left side behind the arc. Cameron Lennon going to tip the chest pass, but it's going to end up in the hands of 32. Rhea Tawari. Outside the arc of the six, going to work her way in. Off the glass, got ready to go. Cameron Ice, just outside the paint, right side of the bucket. Hamilton Ice on the board. To the front court, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, playing her tight. Out top is Amari Wright. Crossover. Ella Hickok going to go to the hoop. She'll use the spin. She'll put the spin on that basketball. Use the English to do a nice looking representative of a reverse layup. 22-21, Yorktown by one. Ball shipped out of bounds in the front court. It's going to belong to Yorktown. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight. Last two teams in the sectional final. Both teams represented well. Yorktown, Hamilton Heights. 3:10 left. Third quarter. 22-21. Yorktown in front. Amari Wright on the dribble. She decided to get by Ella Hickok. She will. She go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Amari Wright extends the lead to three. Crossover. Cameron Runner goes left side off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Head back is good. 23, Cassidy Schaefer. Back to a one-point advantage for Yorktown. Pass pass. Center circle. Picked up Cameron Isaac. Let me call over and back. I wasn't looking right there. I'm not sure if she had all 3 points across in the front court. Sometimes officials don't realize the 3 points got across. She straddled You straddle never come across with that third point. You can go to the backcourt. And I'm not a referee in basketball. So we're working behind the arc on the dribble baseline. Spin move. Cameron Leonard takes the shot. Got it. Cameron Leonard took that shot hoping to buy a foul. The shot went in. It was from the paint. Going to be a timeout call by Yorktown. Hamilton Heights goes back up by one with Cameron Leonard's shot there on the in the paint. 25-24, Lady Huskies. 30-second timeout. 2:18 left here in the third quarter. This game is in part being brought to you by Woodward Family Farms. That's Rand Woodward. Rand Woodward, he's from LaPel. He's a farmer. Woodward Family Farms. He believes in supporting our young generation, high school varsity boys and girls basketball, hoping the best for tonight's contest. May the sectional winner of 20-24 Class 3A, may they play well next week in the Belmont Regional. That's Rand Woodward. I'll mention, he farms land over by Alexandria. I think it might be LaPel. He farms land that's owned by Brian Cardinal. Brian Cardinal was a good player for Purdue basketball. He went and played college basketball. Ball brought in for the Scorchmitch. Yorktown on the dribble across the sideline, and Mari Wright to dribble right behind the arc, being closely guarded there by Ella Hickok. She'll hand off Addison Barnes. Barnes gets the ball back. Teammate 32, Rhea Tawari. So we're going to right side behind the arc. Amari Wright, she'll dribble in inside the arc, and she'll dribble back out. There's going to be a good screen set right there. Going to go hard through the hoop. Off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Amari Wright going to shoot one more. Out top there, I got to mention. A pretty substantial screen set by 32, Rhea Tawari. And Ella Hitchcock was not the beneficiary of that screen. She played off of 26-25. Three-point play opportunity, Amari Wright. Set first shot is good. She'll only get one. It's a three-point play. Lead goes back to two. Taking a breather right now is Katie Brown. Take that back. That's Cassie Schakel exiting the ballgame. The Huskies playing on the floor with Hadley Cherry, Katie Roten, Cameron Rutter, Katie Brown, and Ellen Hickok out top of the basketball. Behind the arc, Cameron Rutter. Stationary dribble. She'll dribble right. She'll spin move in the paint. She'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. It rims out. Cameron Rutter there to rebound. Credit the board. Yorktown. Addison Barnes. To the front court of Murray Wright. She'll kick into the corner. Three-point shot goes in. Right there, left corner baseline. Credit the shot. Number one, Cameron Isaacs. 30-25. Yorktown by five, and now Yorktown by three as Cameron Rutter enters the paint, gets a two-point bucket. Under a minute left. 58 seconds for the third quarter. 30-27. Yorktown by three. Behind the arc, and we're back in, and we're down baseline. Turnaround jumper off the glass with Joe Cameron Isaac. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, working against her, as mentioned, Amari Wright. Not going to earn the kill. She'll work the right side. She'll kick it back. Hadley Cherry. She'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. 32. Rhea Tawari. 28 seconds left. From the corner. She'll work it down low with the basketball. That's Claire Hazen. She'll kick it back out. Amari Wright will reset the offense. 18 seconds left. Amari deep in the front court. Pretty close to the scores bench. She'll be guarded right there by Cameron Rutter. 10 seconds left. She'll begin her approach. Top of the key. There'll be a blocking foul. We're going to whistle a blocking foul on Cameron Rutter. Her feet were moving. Amari Wright, working with the basketball, did not drop a shoulder. So Cameron Rutter will pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number four. Four fouls both ways. Third quarter, 6 seconds left to be brought in. Side court, halfway in the front court. It'll be brought in by number 32, Rhea Tawari. She'll work it in to get the ball back from Addison Barnes. Amari right on the dribble. 2 seconds. 1 second. She'll take an off-balance shot, and she's going to earn a foul. She's going to shoot 2 foul shots with an empty lane. Clock is emptied out, and Amari Wright going to shoot with that empty lane. They need to take the light bulbs off. They need to put the time on the fire. They did it. They did it perfect. So Amari Wright going to shoot a couple. Shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. It might be pretty different to shoot a free throw with an empty lane. A technical foul occurs. You got to pick the right person to go up there and shoot. Nobody on the lane. Place is packed. Second shot, Amari. Rims around and falls in. Amari Wright got the back end of that 2-shot foul. The third quarter has emptied out. After 3 quarters of play, York Hill Lady Tigers 31, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 27. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty. Find them at anewrealtyhomes.com. So get ready to start the fourth quarter. Some working in from half court. Alternate possession. Arrow gives it back to Yorktown. A lot of folks in the house tonight. A lot of folks that might not be here throughout the season. They're here to watch this one. I can name a few, but I will not. 7:50 on the game clock. To the corner. Addison Barnes. Double team. She passes out of it. It's picked off. Picked off by Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten going to put it to the front court. Hallie Cherry. Katie Brown now back out to Ella Hickok. She'll cross over. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Top of the circle, Hallie Cherry works the right side. Behind the arc is Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble. She'll cross over. In the paint, she'll take a shot. Took a little bit of a bump, no call. And Cameron Rutter tips the ball back out to Kaylee Roten. And the Lady Huskies will have a second attempt in this possession. 7:16. Off the glass, outside the paint. Shot is good. That's Ella Hickok. 31-29. Yorktown by 2. Out top, Amari Wright. She'll dribble right. She'll pick up a screen from Claire Hazen. She'll bounce past left side. Addison Barnes will take that back. That's 32. Rhea Tawari. Back out near the center circle, near the center court line. Amari Wright, she'll work inside the paint. Gonna be a foul whistle. Gonna stay above foul. 24. Hadley Cherry. When you get a foul called on you, I mean, you can have disbelief, but you can't change the call. 6:45 on the game clock. 31-29. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Could be brought in by Amari Wright. Bounce pass will get in. Long off the hands of Yorktown. They're to give it to Hamilton Heights. Yorktown in disbelief at the moment. Going to call the ball off the hands. And one official that made that call is already back at the other end. They're going to have a conversation. This is going to be a conversation somewhat like Purdue had with Michigan State. It took about 7 minutes of looking at the replay and then finally going with the possession arrow. That was deep in the ballgame. First game they played this season. 31-29. 6:36 on the game clock. Out top, Kaylee Roten. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter. Being guarded there somewhat closely. Lily Sylvester. Back pedal dribble. Working against her now is number 1, Cameron Isaac. Good dribble. Baseline. Going to be a foul whistle. They know where to rip on Cameron Isaac. I have to admit it was kind of a touch foul. But these officials don't want to lose control of this ball game in the fourth quarter. They gotta let these girls know. Fouls will be called. Outside the arc, they're gonna work at right side. Outside the arc, Kaylee Rosen works into the corner. Cameron Runner being guarded there by number 10, Lily Sylvester, to drive in off the glass in the paint. Cameron Runner for two. Tie ball game at 31. Amari Wright pierces the double team. She gets by the double team. She's called for a double dribble. Amari Wright crosses the timeline back to play defense. She is a calm, cool, and collected young lady. 6:01 on the game clock. Timeout on the surface. 31-31. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com. ScriptsandFishers.com since 1983. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. Two Hamilton County locations, ScriptsandFishers at 8599 East 116th Street. In Noblesville, it's west of Noblesville, between Westfield and Noblesville. State Road 32 right there at Mill Creek Road, 2400 Westfield Road. You can dial them up there at their Noblesville store. You can find them at 317-773-2232. FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. We're going to hold up play here for a minute. Going to bring the ball in. It belongs to Hamilton Heights. They almost gave it to your kid, one of the officials. He had some wisdom. He still does, I'm quite sure. 6:01 on the game clock. Brought in right there, Kaylee Roten. Talks to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. She'll be picked up at half court by Amari. It's Amari Wright. She'll pick up, she'll be screened off, Kaylee Roten. They switch off right there, Ella Hickok. Back out top of the circle with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Left is there, right there on the dribble. She'll dribble in, she'll kick it outside, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Spin move at the elbow left side. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound put back wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry. Rebound out there picked up by your kill, Claire Hazen. Cross that timeline at a walk pace. Samari Wright. 5:25 left in the fourth. Tied up at 31 outside the arc. Moving it back around. She's working here. Trying to get to Amari Wright. And Hadley Cherry comes up with a steal. Good anticipation. She'll get it back out to Katie Brown. And the Huskies go take a three. Left of center would go as Ella Hickok. She was all alone. Karam's long in the rebound picked up by Amari Wright. She dribbled across the timeline. Works at left side well behind the arc. That's Rhea Tuwari. She wears number 32. Now the basketball. Lily Sylvester, number 10, back to Tuwari. They're working out top. Amari Wright. She'll backpedal dribble straight away. She'll work the right side to Tuwari. She'll go the corner. She'll try to work it down low. They're working around. Moving around the perimeter. Amari Wright, a step back three, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ella Hickok of Hamilton Heights. 4:30 left here in the regulation. Class 3A, sectional 24. The winner is going to make a travel. They'll travel about 75 minutes to Belmont. It's about 7 miles from the Ohio border. 4:13 on the game clock. Philippians working again. Out top with the basketball. She'll pick up a screen. Going right side off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Got the rebound. Cameron Runner rebounds her own board, her own shot. They'll try it again in the front court with the same possession. 3:56 on the game clock. 31-31. Yorktown and Hamilton Heights synonymous with good basketball. Going to go baseline. Kick it back out. Cameron Runner back to Katie Brown. Cross the lane, she'll kick it to the corner. 3-point shot is good. Kaylee Roten finally hits the three, hits it at an opportune time. 34-31. 3:30 left. Cross court, tip pass. Shot from the corner. 3-point land, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Cameron Isaac. It's number one, Cameron Isaac of Yorktown. Huskies with the board. Cross the timeline at a walk pace. Cameron Runner. stationary dribble just into the front court. No defense yet. Coming out to play her. Going to call timeout. 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Hamilton Heights, 34. Yorktown, 31. 3:06 left. 60-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. That's Carquette's Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana. 46034. That's right there at the Cicero Town Plaza. Right off of State Road 19. Second name for that street is Peru Street. They are team members at Carquette's Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. These auto parts, they are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at these auto parts. Joe Dean, what a quality guy. Enjoyable man to speak with. 3:06 on the game clock. Can be brought in half court. Hamilton Heights going to inbound the basketball. Kaylee Roten will trigger the inbound. Across from the scores bench, the half court should go to the back court. Cameron Leonard going to take the point. She'll be the major ball handler likely in this ball game the rest of the way, along with Ella Hickok. They'll pass it around, but they'll try to have it in sure hands. 34-31, and I'm pointing no blame at that statement. 2:50 on the game clock. Now top, Cameron Rudder keeping the dribble alive. Working against her is number one, Cameron Isaac. Cameron's still on the dribble. She'll go elbow left side and bring it back out to the center circle. She's going to work it left side. She's going to draw a foul from number one, Cameron Isaac. And I'm going to say that's six fouls each way now. So we'll shoot free throws, common fouls the rest of the way. 2:37 left. Fourth quarter. 34-31. Huskies passed in the backcourt. Picked up there by Ella Hickok. He's guarded there by Amari Wright. She wears number 11. Crossover. Ella Hickok. She gets back to Katie Brown. Katie Brown picked up by Jenna Sylvester out near the center circle. To work at left side, Ella Hickok. Back out by the 10-second line. Amari Wright guarding her closely. Not, there's the kill. They'll administer the kill. Amari is screened off by Cameron Rutter. Still on the dribble is Ella Hickok. 2:04 left. Fourth quarter. 3-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Going to work at right side to bring it back out. Cameron Rutter. Coach Keegan Cherry is thinking about a timeout. Going to work it in. It's going to be a foul whistle. Blocking foul. Cameron Rutter kind of in pursuit of getting by that defender. Got to be careful with that left arm. So bonus in effect. They're going to whistle this foul on Cameron Isaacs, number one. She'll pick up number four in the ballgame. 1:50 left. 34-31, Cameron Rutter, the only Husky. At the lane, she'll take a first shot. It's good. In between these shots, checking in, it's going to be number 23, Cassie Schaefel. Taking a breather is number 20, Kaylee Roten. She's going to stay nearby. She's coming back in here right away. 1:50 on the game clock. 35-31. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. 4-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Across the timeline on the dribble, number 10, Lily Sylvester. But we're going to see the corner. 3-point shot is good. Shred at the bucket, number one, Cameron Isaac. For Yorktown, it's back to a 1-point advantage for Hamilton Heights. A minute and a half left in the front court. Spin move. It's all those ankle breakers. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner, center circle. Crossover, working against her is Jenna Sylvester. She'll dribble in the paint, bring it back out. Right elbow, keep the ball alive, 1:13. Going to be a timeout called. We're going to whistle this. I take that back. There's going to be a foul call. It's going to be a bonus. Hamilton Heights going to shoot the one-in bonus. Cameron Rutter at the free throw line. They're going to whistle this foul on 45, Jenna Sylvester. She has four fouls in the ballgame. Cameron Rutter, first shot up, rims around and falls in. 1:13 left on the game clock, 36-34. Lady Huskies by two. Substitution, going to enter the ballgame for Yorktown. It's going to be number 23, Claire Hazen. Jenna Sylvester, going to take a breather. Coach Leanne Barger said, stay close to me. We're going to play some offense defense with you. Jenna Sylvester, when you come back in. Second shot, also good. 3-point advantage, Lady Husky. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Well, making this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. That's Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, class. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So both teams on the court right now, timeout complete. Working conversation right there. Coach is still working. Coaches never stop working. They probably dream at night of good ideas. 112 left, running from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Amari Wright. In the frontcourt, Baylor. She's working left side to pick up a screen right there from Sylvester. That was Lily. They're working right side of the basketball, picking up a dribble. And Rhea Tawari playing her close there. It's Katie Brown. 53 seconds left. 3-point ball game. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Right elbow extended. Good. That's Amari Wright. She loaded up and knocked it down. It's a tie game at 37. Huskies cross the timeline. Cameron Rutter should cross over. 35 seconds left. She'll bring it back out from the free throw line. She'll reset the offense. Amari Wright right there in her face. Reach around, didn't call foul. Ball still on the dribble. 22 seconds left. Cameron Rutter. To bring it back out. Elbow left side to bring it back out. 16 seconds left. Tie ball game at 37. Let's see if we're going to put 4 minutes on the clock. Or are we not? 8 seconds left. Cameron Rutter. Spin move in the paint. She'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. And it goes to overtime. Long shot at the buzzer. Wasn't going to kill. But Amari Wright, from more than half court, is right online. So rightfully so, sectional final ball game going to overtime here in Hamilton Heights. Yorktown Lady Tigers, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Kind of puts you to mind last night. Incredible ball game right there in the Benton Central sectional. 6 o'clock contest. That was West Lafayette at 18-5. Going against Twin Lakes, Twin Lakes Lady Indians at 24-0. That went double overtime at Benton Central. Twin Lakes eked out the victory, 68-61, to remain unbeaten. As they say, a lot of folks say that you're undefeated. Well, you're not undefeated until all of your games have been played that season. You're unbeaten until you become undefeated. But anyway, that's the way I learned it. Little Arcadia Yellows were undefeated. Farm League. That's my final, or my third year. That was my final year. Jeff Rednauer was on the team. We had a good pitcher with Jeff Rednauer on our side. So 4 minutes on the game clock. They're going to bring it in from half court. I take that back. It's going to be another jump ball. Jump ball is going to happen once again. You only do that at the start of the game and at each overtime start. I saw the Hamilton High Pesky go 5 overtimes and Bill Bowen was coaching. They got the win. Husky got the win in the jump ball. Good toss, tip it to the backcourt. Picked up by Ella Hickok. She crossed the timeline. 4 minutes on the overtime period. 37-37. Outside the arc on the dribble. Way out top is Cameron Leonard working against Amari Wright. She'll go right side across the left elbow, down the corner. Kaylee Roten, she'll pass it back out. Near the center circle on the dribble now is Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok's going to move the basketball. Stationary dribble working against her is number one, Cameron Isaacs. 3:25 left. First overtime at Hamilton Heights. 37-37. Yorktown Lady Tigers. They are not unfamiliar with overtime against these two teams. They played overtime at Yorktown in the sectional. Stationary dribble, Ella Hickok. Trying to take a little clock, taking a little air out of the basketball. Cameron Isaacs electing not to get within that 6-foot range. Closely guarded is 6 feet. It's not 3 feet like some people think. Mike Cherry, he's a great official. He let me know that rule, and I've not forgotten it. 2:43 on the game clock. We're working back to the corner. Near the half-court line. And Cameron Isaacs going to earn the count this time. Breaking away right there. Ella Hickok's going to work the right side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to go baseline. Kick it back outside. Katie Brown. She'll move across the court right there. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Picked up immediately by 32, Rhea Tiwari. 2:20 left. Almost halfway through their first overtime. Cameron Runner goes dribble in. In the paint, she'll take a shot. No foul called. Could have been a charge. Could have been a block. The officials elect not to blow a whistle. That could prove to be a big play right there that didn't get called. They're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it in left of the bucket. They're going to call it a bonus. They almost backed out of the bonus. And an official scorer for Hamilton Heights, Eric King's son. I said, what, Nick King? Nick King is a scores bench. He's about as quality as a guy as you can get. He works for Best Hybrids. 2:09 on the game clock. Bounce pass. One in bonus on the way. They did call the foul. Foul's whistled on Cameron Runner. She has two. First shot goes in Yorktown. Number 10, Lily Sylvester. She'll get one more. It's a one-point game. And rims out, wouldn't go. One-point advantage for Yorktown. 38-37. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. 2 minutes. Clock moving. Cameron Runner, back pedal dribble. Going to work her right side. Working against her is Amari Wright. So back pedal dribble again, way behind the arc. Cameron Leonard going to take the basketball in these situations. She'll give it up. 1:43 on the game clock. 38-37, spin move in the paint. She's going to take that layup shot. Going to call foul. Looks almost clean from here. Not quite sure. Anticipated fouls do happen. 1:38 on the game clock. Free throw line, Cameron Runner. 1 point advantage, Yorktown. 1:38 left, first overtime. Shot on the way, tie ball game. 38-38. Pretty good fans of basketball here in the state of Indiana, told to me by Haley Cook, Bethancourt. Second shot is good. Huskies go up by one. Going to be a timeout called. Going to be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Carey. Hamilton Heights is going to be a 60-second timeout. And we are thankful. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. You can't go wrong. Call Powers, Septic and Sewer. And remember, you can't go without them. You can't go without us. That's what they say, and it's truthful. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. Family-owned and operated, Powers Septic and Sewer. You can find them there in Noblesville. Right off of State Road 19, just north of 206th Street. 1:38 on the game clock. 39-38. Eddie Huskies by one. Going to break up the action in on the timeout. Final buzzer. Yorktown going to enter the court of play. Could be brought in from the backcourt. Yorktown going to inbound the basketball. They'll be able to run the baseline if they choose to after a made shot. Going to be brought in number one, Cameron Isaac. Amari Wright on the dribble. Shot pace just throwing up in the front court. 1 minute, 30 seconds left. On the dribble, Amari Wright, spin move. Outside the arc, she'll pass it left side. Adjacent to 32, Rhea Tawari. Back to Amari, she'll take a three. Short off the rim, with a go. Rebound fought for. Simultaneous rebound. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to stay in the front court with Yorktown. Substitution, Lady Husky. Back in the ball game, junior athlete, number 23, Cassidy Schakel, taking a breather, is number 3, Katie Brown, a sophomore. Could be brought in, Amari Wright on the baseline, right in the bucket. She'll throw it in tall, behind the three-point line, Rhea Tawari. We'll get it back to Amari. She'll dribble in, right elbow. She'll take an underhanded scoop shot off the glass and in. About a 12-footer in the paint. 40-39, Yorktown by one. 1 minute left on the stationary dribble. Cameron Rutter. She'll bring it back out as she tried to go baseline. She brought it back out and it's cut off. We're going to have top of the circle. Cameron Rutter should cross over. Lost the handle, tipped it to the corner. Hadley Cherry. There'll be a timeout call. Coach Keegan Cherry going to call a timeout. They'll have the inbound right down here. Right corner baseline, and right there, taking photographs, is Mr. Bob Cross. Bob Cross, professional photographer. He has to get a license. He needs a license to be in this gym during sexual play to take photographs. If you could, go to his website, photocrossphotography.com. That's F-O-T-O, photocrossphotography.com. Bob Ross, he takes a lot of pride in what he does, no matter what he's doing. 44.1 left. Under a minute, 1 point advantage for your team. 40-39. Both teams in the bonus, I will mention. Next common foul by your team will put Hamilton Heights at the stripe for the double bonus. Next two common fouls on Hamilton Heights will put Yorktown at the stripe for just the regular bonus. So they're going to bring the ball in. They'll do it from side court into front court. Kaylee Roten going to toss it in. Guarding her on the inbound is Cameron Isaac. She'll pass it in. Cameron Rutter. 42 seconds. She'll drive the lane. She'll go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Cassidy Schakel. And a good call. Going to bring it in. Ride the bucket. Going to be a timeout call. Coach Leanne Bargett. They're going to take a 60-second timeout for your team. Going to try to set up and hold the basketball. Hamilton Heights going to be working defensively. 38.3 left here in first overtime. 40-39. Your team by one. Well, this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in. Meet the staff. Discount Copies, open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, that number is 317-773-8783. Discount Copies, located at the west edge of Noblesville. next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along State Road 32. Someone's going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. Officials letting her know she can roam the baseline. Could be brought in by number one, Cameron Isaac. Huskies, defense in the backcourt. Brought in Omari. Mari Wright, she will dribble across the timeline. Working the sideline there. Difficult pass. She handles the task and she'll dish off. Number one, Cameron Isaac. They're going to whistle foul. Hamilton Heights trying to stop play. Trying to put him on the stripe. They're in the bonus. This is foul number eight on the Huskies. Cameron Runner. One of the girls on the court, probably with a lot of basketball IQ. I should mention Kaylee Roten in that discussion, too. 28 seconds left. 40-39. At the foul line, number one, Cameron Isaac for your team. First shot rims off, one go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. There's going to be a holding foul. It was evident. You could see it from my seat. It was at the other end of the floor. Holding foul on the defense, and they're whistling a foul on Georgetown, number 23, Claire Hazen. She was low on the block on the left side. Cameron was beside her. Cameron boarded the basketball on a long carom outside the paint. And being held there was Cameron. First shot going to tie the ball game. Cameron Runner gets two. Double bonus. Going to call a timeout between shots. Going to somewhat try to ice the shooter. They're going to talk this over. 40-40. 26.8 left. We're in the first overtime right here on the surface. And I'm working pretty well. Huskies and the Tigers. I tell you what, if you were here, I should mention, on Wednesday night, believe this or not, Wednesday night, the ball games were Delta against Frankton. Frankton got the win 67-33. Delta are the Eagles. Frankton are the Eagles. So the Eagles won the ball game. Second game on Wednesday night, 7:30 start. Newcastle played against Yorktown. Yorktown got the win 70-37. They are both Tigers. So the Tigers got the win. 26.8 left. At the free throw line, Cameron Runner will have one more shot. The Lady Huskies behind her are right behind the three-point line. Nobody else on the lane for the Huskies. Shot on the way. Cameron Runner got the bucket. One-point ball game. Seesaw battle. Huskies by one. They're working across the timeline. Amari Cooper. I should say Amari Rice. I knew I'd say Cooper. They're working back the other direction. Elbow right side. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be a timeout call. Coach Lee Ann Barney going to call timeout. The official letting everyone know it's a full timeout, and the ball will be inbound adjacent to the scores bench halfway back in the front court of Yorktown. 16.4 seconds left in a lot of games. Say what tomorrow? 3 o'clock p.m. You can tune in. NFL Pro Bowl. This is the first year they're doing this. They're not going to suit up in uniforms with some shoulder pads and helmets. They're going to play flag football. So if you made the Pro Bowl, you're going to be playing flag football tomorrow. And that's about what they've been playing anyway. 16.4. I wouldn't risk my livelihood and my salary to play full-fledged in a pro football all-star game, and that's probably why they do not. So 16.4 left, 41-40. Double bonus in effect. Huskies will go to the line on double bonus with a double bonus, and we'll mention Yorktown, common foul by Hamilton Heights, will go to the foul strike with one more bonus. Then the following foul will put them in the double bonus. So ball's going to be brought in halfway in the front court. Going to be brought in once again. Number one, Cameron Isaac of Yorktown. They're going to run a stack. 16.4 left, looking to get it in. She'll pass to the back court. Mari Wright picks it up. Ella Hickok follows her around. Deep in the front court, right by the scores bench, takes Gary dribble. Amari Wright, 7 seconds. She'll approach 3-point line. She's going to take a shot from the jump ball. She brought the ball down. She's going to go up with it. And Ella Hickok ties her up at the jump ball. And Hamilton Heights has the alternating arrow. 2.2 seconds left. Hamilton Heights in front by one. 41-40. Timeout on the surface. Going to be a full 60-second timeout called by Yorktown. So they'll talk this over. And what a ball game. You knew it would be. These teams, I tell you what, they are just magnetic. They attract each other. What a ball game. Looking here tonight at Hamilton Heights High School. A Saturday night, they made all the boys play their games in the afternoon. I tell you what, the game I saw this afternoon, nothing like the excitement of this game. 41-40. Timeout, 60-second timeout. Again, I will mention, I was at a Tipton ball game this afternoon. They were at Eastern. Tipton got the win, but I will mention, Eastern was playing seesaw on the scoreboard with them around halftime. It was a good ball game till halfway through the third quarter. And we'll mention the Lady Devils. Lady Devils, they're at Blackford tonight, playing in the sectional final versus the Eastbrook Lady Panthers. So timeout is over. Ball's going to be brought in. We'll see. We may see a foul before the entry. We may. Huskies going to bring the ball in. 2.2, 41-40. Maybe Huskies by one. Can be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Kaylee Roten guarding her is number one, Cameron Ivey. 5'9". Pass to the backcourt, picks up Cameron Rutter. And they'll run the clock out. Hamilton Heights going to capture the win. What a ball game. Nothing to hang your head about, no matter who you are in this gym. We'll mention the final score. One overtime. Hamilton Heights, 41. Yorktown, 40. Hamilton Heights will advance. They'll go to Belmont next Saturday. They'll play a 4 o'clock ball game. They'll play either the winner of the Norwell Sectional. They'll either play Norwell Lady Knights or the Northwestern Lady Tigers. That's interesting. We are definitely going to see a Hoosier Conference team there out of the Benton Central Sectional. That's going to be either Twin Lakes or Benton Central. We'll find out these finals here probably when we get done. The Huskies and Yorktown Lady Tigers look to overtime. So a lot of people probably know. We'll probably hear from public address what's going to happen next Saturday. He probably already knows. So what a ball game. We're thankful that you can tune in. And we'll mention, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for PutMeInSports.com. It's going to be Tipton basketball. They'll be at Blackford on Tuesday, 7:30 start. We'll hope you'll listen. We thank my wife back home for sound check. She kept everything running smooth. And fan base, got my dad, got a lot of family. Got my sister, they're down in Phoenix, Arizona, listening to this contest. And what a game it was. Well, mention no matter. If you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. We'll also mention, if you want to stay tuned, I'm sure we'll talk to Coach Keegan Cherry here in just a bit. We'll keep the stream live. We'll talk to him in a moment. And if you want to bow out right now, that's fine. You can go back and listen to the archived broadcast, Hamilton Heights and Yorktown. And you can hear Coach Keegan Cherry, his comments at the end of the ball game on that rebroadcast. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Appreciate it. Hey, we're posting right now, Hamilton Heights. Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, that was quite a ball game.
Yeah, hats off to Yorktown. They played a fantastic game. You know, if you watch us play last night, the way we shot it, the way the ball went in the basket, it was kind of a tale of two different games. Tonight, the ball just didn't seem to want to go in for us, and they made plays to their credit. 11 is tough to stay in front of. They've got five. You know, we were on the ropes, but the one thing about our team and our DNA is they're fighters. They don't quit. There's something to be said for girls or for players and teams that just know how to win. They refuse to lose, and I'm just so fortunate to be able to coach a fantastic bunch. My assistants have been awesome here in this sectional. It was a quick term, short prep, but no excuses. Yorktown played really well, and we struggled to score and found a way to win. So on the regional, we'll get ready for whoever that might be. It's going to be a battle regardless.
So you get the regional next week. It's going to be at Belmont. It's going to be a 4 o'clock game time. Has the regional and semi-state changed formats?
Yeah, so we'll play one game on Saturday at 4 o'clock. There'll be a second game at 7. One game regional and then a 2-game semi-state. But we'll take them one at a time. We'll have our hands full with either Norwell or Northwestern, whoever got that one done tonight. And there goes my daughter on the ladder. What a special moment here as a father and as a coach. Man, I couldn't be more proud of her and the entire group, really.
You got a middle school daughter coming up.
Yeah, she's like a manager. I mean, she rides the bus. She's in the locker room. She knows as much about what we're doing as anybody. And I told her, I said, if we're fortunate enough to get on the ladder tonight, you're getting up there and you're going to jump in the pool with us too, because it's a family. Wherever we go, she goes.
Coach, if you're in the community, is very happy to have you.
Well, we have great fans, great support. Orange Nation was awesome last night. They were fantastic tonight. So grateful that we were able to get a win for them.
See you next week.
All right, AJ. Thank you.